What's up, everybody?
I was waiting for a countdown or something.
No countdown. Just jumping go. In.
Go time.
I know it just came out last weekend as of this recording, but Evil Dead Rise. Anybody besides me and Mahogany?
No. Okay. Supposed to see Mario this weekend.
It's not Sam Raimi. I'm not interested.
Was it Sam Raimi?
No, he was a producer. Yeah, just so was Bruce Campbell.
Was it funny?
You know what? Sam Raimi also made Spider-Man 3. So like, he's not fucking flawless.
Yeah, no, he is. I know, but that movie is flawless.
Spider-Man 3 is a perfectly hilariously bad movie.
Yeah, but that wasn't on purpose.
And Evil Dead was his creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I would only trust him to do a good Evil Dead.
Did you not like the 2013 Evil Dead? Because I thought it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I love
that. Was.
That's not Sam Raimi. That one's not funny.
Is Rise a sequel to that?
Huh? Rise is, yes.
Okay, cool.
See, I don't know if it's...
Rise is also funny.
All right.
Come down here and get your cock sucked, pretty boy.
Yeah, like that. Hilarious. When it comes from a noob face.
Yeah. Or, you know, a deadite. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
No, it was real good. It was real good.
Trying to get some sun, noob.
No.
I did watch the D&D movie against my inclinations.
Did the Pinkertons come?
Now that the Pinkertons have been involved, I'm really regretting the money I gave to Wizards. But it's a solid movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best D&D movie that's been put out.
Low bar, but you're okay.
Beats the Wayans.
Beats the Wayans, and it beats the B movie Book of Vile Darkness.
One Wayan. It's not weigh-ins. There was one weigh-in in that first D&D movie.
And that's the problem.
But that's their name, weigh-ins.
The fact that there was a single weigh-in is what tanked that movie. If there had been two...
I think Terrence is right. Even when there's one, they're the weigh-ins.
They're packed with that much weigh-ins.
I did not know that. I just assumed because they were always together that it was just... People just assumed if there's one way in, there's way ins always.
You pluralize it with an S apostrophe. Wait, is that right?
So they're like a Marishka doll of way in?
Sure.
Message.
Keenan Ivory at the middle. All the other ones wrapped around.
Yes. <yeah. laughs> Ivory is the core nugget of way in.
Say what you want.
Solid core.
I think Marlon Wayans, the one from that terrible D&D movie, is the only one still showing up in movies and shit now.
No, Damon does stuff too.
Does he?
But I mean, movies. They're scary movie. So are they really?
I feel
movies?
Like they're just like producing and writing stuff. They're like,
They moved upstairs.
Yeah, they moved out of talent into the money positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They made all their money.
So that says something that Marlon's the only one out there.
Mm-hmm.
He just likes it. I don't know.
He probably likes it.
I think he likes it. He's gotta.
What's the sister's name? I thought she acts a lot too.
Kim?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Didn't know there was a sister. That's how far out of the Wayans loop I am.
You didn't watch
In Living Color?
Not.
We both asked.
No, actually, that did not. I didn't have the channel that came on when it came on as a child, and I never really
did. You didn't have Fox?
Yeah.
I did not. No, I did not have Fox. I had 2, 4, 5, and 12.
5 is Fox.
5 was CBS.
So 24 was Fox.
Where were you at?
Yeah, 24 was Fox, at least in Charleston.
Mm. Yeah, because I was going to say 12 was Fox in Greenville, but that was Greenville.
12 was
or
PBS.
21. It was Fox 21 in Greenville, but then 12 someplace else I lived. I don't fucking know. Too many numbers.
Noob, are you confused about how TV works in the 90s?
I'm not even listening. I'm waiting to...
Yeah, he's like old people talk. He just kind of faded away.
All I know is you need to turn the TV to game, and that's all I needed when I was a kid, and that was it.
We had a dial that would switch between the four channels that we had on our TV.
And then, like, wasn't UHF the high channels?
Yeah, we didn't have
everything UHF past channel. 13 was UHF.
Indeed. So, aren't you... that's why you didn't have Fox, because you didn't have 24. You didn't have...
I remember I had the actual box that screwed on to the back of the TV that you had to actually switch to a game to play my Nintendo.
We just turned it to channel 3?
You're talking about the little, like, prongy...
Yes, the two little prong forks.
Yeah.
That went on the back of the TV, and then you had to put it TV or game.
Until I moved here, I still had those.
RCA box.
When I moved out of my apartment, I got rid of a whole lot of my just like antiquated antiques. I had freaking cases of them. I like stuff. I like to take things apart.
I felt like a real electrician as a kid, going behind the TV with a butter knife to undo those two screws to put my Nintendo in, and the old ladies around the block
send him to my house. I need help with my stereo system, and it's like that's not what I did at all.
Outside
of Nintendo and a TV, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You're smart with this stuff. All right, I'll be able to have my butter knife in a minute. Just to fix your stereo.
But with a butter knife, you could get a jammed VCR cassette out of a VCR.
Well, that's easy. You just take the top off. It's a little plastic top. You just take that off. You got all kind of access to the inside of the VCR. So easy.
I was too much of a coward as a child to touch electronics. I was always afraid I'd break them and get yelled at.
Yeah, it's like a life savings to get a fuck CD player back then.
Hey, man, is that a light up Dalek behind you?
It's not. It's Star Wars. That's
all of Star Wars?
No, I've got like it's got different plates you can put in there, but that's Darth Vader.
Gotcha.
And I got I think I got a Yoda and a R2 over there somewhere.
Very nice.
Just something to distract people.
I got this here lamp.
Distract them from my roles that are always terrible.
I love it. I love this lamp. It's beautiful.
You love lamp? Is that what you're saying?
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I can't wait for your next house party where you're like, all right, everybody, ting, ting, ting. You're tapping the fork to the glass. Follow me upstairs to my nerd room. I'd like to show you the lamp. And everybody just marches upstairs following you as you talk about where you bought it and all the cool stuff you can do with it.
Anything.
Then they come in, they go, is dinner ready?
Rick, you're not just saying things you see around the room, all right?
Yes.
Both.
Yeah, most people see my room, Mom. They're like, oh, that's nice. Kind of just do your own thing in here.
Don't touch the furniture. It's the most underhanded fucking thing you can say. You just do your own thing, don't you?
Yeah.
Eat shit, sure, Linda.
Shit. It's eclectic, motherfucker.
Your mom's a hula. Leave me alone.
There's the train. Sorry.
We don't hear it.
You don't
hear it. Engineer check. Oh, I need dice.
I don't hear that train of coming around the bend.
All right, yeah, let's not.
I've seen the sun.
So for those of you who listened to last week's episode, that was a song at the end of that. If you're not aware.
Oh, Lord.
I was about to ask you about that.
me and Kevin worked together at a radio station, and we promoted local music. Amy Hutto for a thing called Local X. And just like now, he was very loud when other people were trying to talk. Somewhat of a nightmare. But we would bring bands in, and sometimes, you know, you can only interview one or two people at a time, which we should have learned that a long time ago. Having all of you here is a real chore.
I can go.
But sometimes me and, by all means, we would take some of the other band members into another room, and we would make a song in an hour and a half. Sometimes we would even just do it live. And last week's episode was one of us just doing it live. And I picked it because we were talking about Moonless Moth, and I went digging through my old CDs, and I found an old radio CD that just said 2006 desktop. And I risked it, and I put it in my new computer. And it was just loads of just garbage. But there were a few nuggets of what homeless raccoons wouldn't just throw away. Like, they would eat that garbage. And what I played at the end of the last episode was one of those raccoon pools.
Okay, cool. I could have sworn it was new. The guy in it sounded just like Matt here.
It's me and Kevin.
It did sound like me when I first started here. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, why did they do this?
So,
I didn't know Matt could play guitar.
Speaking of your Local X days, was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, was that in reference to your local days?
Okay. No, it's just an indie band, right?
No.
For some reason, it popped up on my YouTube recommendations, and I was like, I've never searched for this. This is nothing like what I've searched for.
Your phone listens now, so.
Yeah that's true. But I thought it was something that we had discussed on this, but apparently not.
Those guys are cool, though, because they put out like 12 albums a year.
Every month. A new album.
It's like a fuck ton of music they have out.
This is our January song.
It might have been all the times we said Chizzard.
maybe. Again. You keep my phone here like some sort of idiot.
But anywho, that now that that's been explained, you want to get into
I guess what we're here for. We got into the temple.
Yeah. I do want to go back to you talking the guy through vomiting. I had to stop the episode that I was listening when you included that to the end. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to hear that while I'm cooking my dinner.
Yeah, probably not a good dinner album. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my feelings are a little hurt. But you didn't want to listen to that guy vomit while I talked him through it. It's a real shame.
Well, do a better job.
Fuck you, noob. This was the top of the temple where she's standing. There's now a giant hole that you all went through. Just kind of knew. As soon as I said giant hole.
Stay classy, noob. Stay classy.
It's a big woman.
Hey, noob. Look at that. Oh yeah, you fucking child.
Don't you forget it.
And we go down a level.
Go down. I'm gonna mute myself.
Oh, now the boob's on fire.
So that's just the sun coming through the top there. The staircase comes down. The staircase goes down about 20 or 30 feet. You can look off to the left where there's to the left of Nim there. It's kind of a steep drop off before your vision kind of gives into this darkness. The temperature here, cool, dry, stagnant air.
You're describing all my favorite climatary experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, dry, and stagnant.
You miss that after being in Florida for so long.
God, you have no idea.
I'll take dry and stagnant, please. I've never lived wet armpit for years now.
Yeah. I've never lived anywhere that wasn't 100% humidity all the time.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's true.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are looking at here. Who's going to have a light source going forward so I can make your character light up?
I'll be casting light. Ping.
I have dark vision, so not I.
Yeah, I think this is the first opportunity that we've been in a dark room where I can also say I have dark vision.
Yeah, I don't, so...
Dorian has an item, and
Sonder.
So does Sonder. So, yeah. The only one who needs light is Noob.
The Noob.
Damn right.
But he does like having the eyes of his jackal crown light up.
Oh, that's classic.
So, Noob is casting light. Who else is casting light? Not.
I think everyone else is.
Just Noob.
Just
I'll be the target. Look at me.
Everyone else has dark vision.
Right. We got the Riddick eyes.
And I'm going to go ahead and drink a potion of sea invisibility because it's 10 minutes per level. So that's 2 hours.
So it takes you guys about 2 hours to make it down these steps here.
The deep pyramid.
It's a real deep pyramid.
An hour and 53 minutes.
Yes, I mean, what are y'all doing? This is a...
Step me forward. Fuck it. What are you at?
This is your party.
I believe it's Dorian's... Party.
That's good. I was going to check out the left side first or something.
Well, to the left, it's hard to see it here, but to the left of the staircase was a 30-foot drop. But now you've gone down about where the wall to the left now breaks off.
Oh, this is kind of confusing now that I'm looking at this. So those are stairs?
Those are stairs, yeah, that you're coming down.
Okay.
And it's a 30-foot drop on either one of the stairs, on either side of the stairs.
Yeah, until you get to where Noob's at, and then to the right, the floor is even with the staircase.
Oh, so that's okay. The stairs kind of blending in with the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess we'll all proceed together, and somebody's checking for traps, right?
Check the top level first, before we go came from further the top. Down.
No, there's not to the side of us. That's just a drop. I thought
to
that
the
was
left,
a path
to the left. To the left is a drop, and there's obviously things over that way. You'd have to drop down, or climb down to 30 feet, or go down to 30 feet off the staircase to go to the left there. Where you're at, where you've gone down the staircase 20 feet, the floor is now even to the right, and you can see where the wall kind of breaks off, and there's looks like some more rooms there to your right, and the hallway goes further to the north.
So, passage to the right, more hallways, and then a weird drop-down thing.
Right.
Cool.
I'll check the drop-down thing.
Let's clear this upper level, so...
Am I muted?
There is no upper level, Kevin. You're at the top of the pyramid and walking down.
Yeah, but I'm saying, this floor we're on, right now, where Noob is, that's a floor. We have to clear that before we go further down.
The hallway?
Oh, okay. Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is the upper level where
I got
currently looking at.
I'll climb down the left side there and have a look.
Oh, okay.
I have a climb speed, so...
What do you see with your elvish eyes?
Well, I'll put my dark vision goggles on and see what we can scope out.
So the blue light will be for your dark vision.
Why is Dorian climbing down there when we're newbies?
Because he wanted to.
I'm just peeking up forward. I'm not going anywhere.
So you climb down. You notice that your dark vision is only going up about 20 feet.
Does that mean there's a wall there, or is that some sort of magical darkness?
The darkness in here is just a little bit more than normal.
I see. Well, I'll move ahead, keeping an eye out for threats.
All right.
I have a 27.
The hallway kind of narrows here. to the wall to your north, kind of northeast, and to even to the southeast, you hear kind of a weird buzzing, clacking sound, but you don't see anything.
Ooh. All right, I'm going to head back to the group.
Okay.
I tell them, sounds like, I don't know, large insects or something buzzing and clacking around down there.
Hey, so we going to take them out, or are we going to continue to try to go deeper?
I mean, do we want anything doubling back on us?
I'd rather we...
This is your expedition, Amon. You decide.
Let's take up, go up this hallway and clear this and go down that hallway that are on the upper level.
We're all on the same level.
No, you traveled down 20 feet. You had to climb down there.
All right, sure.
I don't like shit doubling back on us. Let's go figure out what the buzzing is.
But can we get there without jumping down that 30 feet, or can we climb down the stairs and then go under the staircase?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll tie a rope off. I'm sure we have enough rope in between us to even make a ladder if we wanted to.
Well, as Dorian said, it is your expedition.
Let's go.
Lead the way.
Yeah, I'll hop down there with Dorian.
Yeah, I'm just down. That's where I'm going.
I will also go down.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to check that little alcove down there. Immediately to the south, just to make sure nothing's hiding in that catty corner.
Okay.
Anything?
You don't see anything.
Okay.
Does anything detect evil down here in our preview?
Mm-mm. Does anything detect law? Can you do that?
There is a spell for that.
I know, but I don't think anyone probably has it prepared. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I will continue.
What is that? Detect alignment or something?
Mm-hmm. Detect alignment.
I'll be just detecting magic.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be detecting traps.
With all right, who's taking point then? Trap guy.
Sure.
I'll go third.
I'll fall behind Dorian.
How close are y'all sticking behind Dorian?
I'll give him 5 feet.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take the goggles off if I don't need them.
And I'll stick next to New Moon. Yeah, that's fine.
That works.
Is that good for everybody?
That's even better.
Works for me.
When you get here, give me a perception check.
Dorian or everybody?
38.
Dorian.
I think he's fine. He sees it.
I see all the things. See the ass of the universe.
Togur fucks me over in combats by using all my good rolls on perception
checks. Ah.
At least you see it coming. It's not a surprise.
That was a critical threat roll.
Yep. The old nat 20s on the skill checks.
To the north, there, Dorian, when you get into this room, the hallway you're just in was kind of cramped. It was only about 8 or 9 foot high ceilings, and then it opens up in here, and way up in the top, just a little bit of flickering from Amon's light, you catch kind of a feathery wing thing, and it has its a long taloned claw up against the wall to the back, and you just, in the briefest second, see it pull a strange lever, and then that buzzing sound you heard earlier gets very loud as two slits on the southern and northern side of this hallway open up, and buzzing saws come out.
Oh my god.
Oh.
So I need Amon and Frakes, Lydros, to make reflex saves.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Ooh.
It's not bad. If that's a damn turkey up there, I swear it looks like a turkey.
I got 24.
Okay.
Do I do the limbo with a 24? Yo, yo.
Okay. Ooh, that is a 25.
25 will take half. 24 will take full.
Ooh,
31 damage.
Wait, hold on.
Thank God for my bonus against traps.
Let me just double check this spell. Okay, don't show this again. Before it hits me, I cast Stone Shield, giving me a +2 to my reflex save and throw. Instantaneous.
So half damage for you then.
Yep. A big old shield comes up and I use it to blast it. So what was half?
Half 15.
Oh, so 15 damage.
Half is 15? Or
half? Yeah, 31.
Oh, okay.
31 is half. 31. Half 31. Round it down. 15.
Okay. Ouch.
That spell.
Ooh, that spell.
Good one.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It's rare that Kevin gets, I get a laugh out of Kevin.
How long have you wanted to use those saws, Toker?
You know, today.
Oh.
I was looking through, like, all the, a lot of the traps that used to be on Arkenforge are broken, like the little pits that were animated that would open.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get those to work anymore.
Oh, they stopped supporting it, or do you need an update?
I don't need an update. I think it's like an older, under the older whatever, but.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe they've got it relabeled, re-uploaded somewhere else. Their filing system's a little chaotic sometimes. But the map, this map itself, I used AI to generate the map, and then I used Arkenforge to do the lighting and to add traps and monsters and then for us to play on it. So there's a lot of, like, I still like the program, but I found that it's easier to actually make maps other ways than to make them through the program. But their lighting and stuff is so easy to do. Anyhow, initiative. Amon.
Oh, all right.
Amon. Amon gets 17.
Vledros.
Vledros got a 18.
Sander. Oh, fuck yourself.
I'm just going to keep one up in you.
Yeah.
Fucking night.
I'm sorry. Was that a 2?
Yes.
All right.
Super fast saw. She's crawling under the saw.
Nim.
17.
Oh, wait. No. It wasn't. I'm using my new koala dice, and that's a 7, so that is 8.
Thank you, Green Dragon, for your koala dice.
Yeah.
Dorian.
Are they riddled with syphilis?
Sorry, Dorian.
27.
Dr. Pox.
22.
Who's got the higher modifier, Mon or Nim?
Probably I do. I have a +5 initiative and a +20 dex. Or a 20
dex. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. I've got a +4 initiative.
You got a +11 initiative, noob?
I have a +5.
On what yours, Nim?
4.
Oh.
I have a +12.
Where'd you get 11?
I thought you said 11, but
Man, look how wrong you are.
Well, you try to listen to one person talking when three people are talking. It's impossible.
You should be good at it by now.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Hey, get good. All right.
Get better at impossible things, dumbass.
No crying.
Still crying in baseball.
That's right. Or in the club. Sorry.
Does the monster go before me?
He does not. So you were top of the initiative.
All right.
Stab him. Stab him good.
So right now he's on the ceiling of, what did I say? It was like 30, 40 feet in here.
The ceiling is 30 feet up?
30 feet up.
Ooh, all right. Well, that changes things. I'm going to give the rest of my companions... gosh, I don't know if I want to use it this early. Wait, that was the second one. Yes, all right. I'm going to cast haste on everyone.
Can you beat my CR?
I'm not going to bother. I'll use yours to cast on Matt's familiar.
His familiar isn't here.
His familiar,
is always here.
Oh, his familiar, not a summon. Never mind.
You're desperate for me. You're desperate for me to use this shit on you, but it's just not. I'm not going to waste resources on your garbage spell resistance. And then I'll move. I guess beneath the monster. Fuck it. So I'm trying to entice him off his little knob or whatever.
So you're directly below the creature.
Sure.
Give me a perception check. 23. What is the range on this thing? No, not that one then.
I find it very perplexing. No, never mind.
Okay, that'll reach. Yeah, give me a Terrence, give me a fortitude save.
Oh, he's gonna poop on me. That's disgusting.
He just shits.
Let's see. 17 plus 11, 28.
All right. A ray comes out from the darkness to the south and hits you, but you're able to resist its effects.
Did I realize what was the ray attempting to accomplish? Do I know?
Give me a quick spellcraft check.
It was a ray.
It's 15.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Everybody loves Ray.
You're not sure. We will move on to the next top, which will be Vladros, 18. Vladros.
22.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dr. Pucks.
All right.
These blades only have about a few. Like, if you're not laying prone, like... I'm sorry, Amon and Ladros, your reflex made you prone from half damage. The blades are still going off. You're underneath them. There's not enough. There's about 2 or 3 feet below the blades and 2 feet above the blades to get by, but they're out and still spinning.
So I can walk under them because I'm only like 2.5 feet tall. But I do have, just to make it easier on you to justify me getting by untouched, I have an ability. In desperate times, your adrenaline kicks in and help you avoid danger. During the first round of combat in which you can act, you ignore difficult terrain and gain an additional 5 feet of movement. This benefit does not apply when you are carrying a medium or heavier burden. So I'm going to scamper through that area.
Yeah, I mean, use your ability. How often does that come up?
Don't forget your extra movement. You're hasted.
Yes. Well, I don't need the extra movement but I am going to scamper to there. And first off, what is that thing? With
give me a perception check.
Perception check. Rolled a 13, and my perception so 27.
Give me a will save.
Ooh. Oh, of course it would be will. Why is it always got to be will? Nat 20. Woo! So I have a 23.
You look to where Dorian's obviously got most of his attention focused between what's above him and whatever's to the south. And as you look it up, you come into the room, it looks like just a creaky chandelier, but the illusion kind of fades for you. And you see...
a gabagool. Ah.
Ooh.
That's cool, man.
You see this winged kind of strange creature, but you need to give me a knowledge nature on it.
That's nature? Wow.
Hey, Major, you're scary.
Nature is plus 13, so 23.
These are called Rabisus. They're actually a type of fey, even though they look like winged undead creatures. It even says from Paizo, despite their ghoulish appearance, Rabisus are living creatures, not undead. While they can manipulate objects with their talons, they cannot wield weapons. They take great delight in the taste of blood. To these fey, this flavor can vary greatly, even between two similar creatures. So Rabisus might keep particularly delicious victims prisoners for months to prolong the pleasure of savoring their blood. They're blood-drinking fey creatures.
This blood.
Nice. Oh, that's disgusting. I call out to the group what these things are. Any weaknesses or immunities?
With that 23, you can get two.
I'd like to know if it has any immunities first, defenses.
It does not have any immunities, but like Faye, I'll give you the damage. They have damage reduction unless your weapon's cold iron, but you know these are particularly tough. Your weapon also needs to be magical to bypass their DR. They have an energy resistance to cold and electricity. And they're immune to fire. I didn't see that earlier.
Oh, great. I'll warn everyone. Immune to fire. That kind of makes me my next move rather pointless. We were all healed up prior to coming in here. So I will pass Dorian a poison vial since I'm right there next to him.
Okay.
You might find this useful.
Now, Vlad.
I might find a cannon useful, but we'll see.
And that'll be my turn. You can swift poison, correct?
I don't think so. Hold on.
So, Vladros is going to, while prone, dig into his backpack, pull out his blanket, and chuck 5 silver into the blades to attempt a 5 silver blanket to attempt to gum up the works and stop one of the blades.
So it's a silver blanket?
No, it's just a blanket that cost me 5 silver.
Oh.
I'm just saying, it's an item that I have and I've had for a while, and now, you know, he doesn't sleep anymore, so whatever. He can chuck his blankie in the hole.
I'll give it a 15% chance.
Okay, it's worth a shot.
You want me to roll it on the screen?
Yeah.
High or low on this 15?
I'll go low. Seems like a low chance to succeed. All right. I should have gone high.
Even going...
You throw your blanket into the blades and they chew through it like business.
Ah, confetti.
I turned and looked at everyone else. It was worth a shot.
What's a 15% chance?
Yeah. And that would be a move action to withdraw it, an action to toss it. And that's my turn.
Okay. That brings us to the 17s, the first one being Amun, right?
Yeah. If I could, I would like to army crawl or do whatever I got to do to get to there.
Okay. That'll be your full move.
Yep. And then I'm still lying prone. Can I see this thing?
Give me a perception.
I don't like the where this is going. Ooh, definitely not. Unless like a 12 gets it.
No.
Yes, I don't see this thing.
You see kind of, you see the area that Dorian's kind of pointing at, but to you it's just a, there's just a an old rusty chandelier up there.
Well, in that case, I will just heal myself. Okay. Ding.
Which would be 46.
It puts me at the top.
Nim.
Right. Can I do attempt an acrobatics check to get across the blades?
Yeah.
Alright, come on, something good. On a 12 and I got so 25 acrobatics is what I got.
You can safely move through it at half speed.
Okay. So, 5, 10.
Nim's over here playing Limbo.
Yeah, so put me here. I want to go to here. And do I see it?
Perception.
What they're all talking about. Maybe. 33.
Yeah, over 30. You don't need to make the will save. You can see the creature pass this illusion of it being on a chandelier. It's not actually on a chandelier. It's hovering above it. There's some kind of like weak illusion between you and it. And maybe more. But yeah, you see the creature.
Okay. Does that mean... I do that, then I'm gonna do and if I cast a spell on, let's see who's there.
There's your mind.
Let me double check real quick to see if this makes a tax of opportunity. Well, I mean, I'll let you call this. I've got this telekinetic charge where I can pick up somebody basically anywhere on the battlefield and put them somewhere else. If I pulled Veladros out of those blades and up to the monster, is he gonna how would that work with the blades, I guess is what I'm asking.
Does it teleport him or does it just move him from where he's at?
No, it's telekinetic, so I basically move him from one, you know, from one place on the battlefield to another place on the battlefield anywhere within range.
Yeah, to do that you would be risking him going through those blades.
That's, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Would he get a save, or how would you?
If you wanted to risk it, I would let you roll a reflex save. If it's above, if it's 25 or higher on the reflex save, I'll give him a +2 bonus to his reflex save for going through it. That's you directing his body through the blades. That's if Vladros is fine with some force trying to move him through the blades.
Do you have to be willing?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I don't care.
What do we I got care? This. I'm a ghoul.
We got
now.
This. So I'll reach over and I'll grab Vladros. And you said a reflex save?
Yeah, you give me a reflex.
That's good. I think I did good. I rolled a 16. It gives me a 26.
That's enough to give him a +2 to his reflex save when he makes it to go through the blades.
Okay.
Okay. Natural 20 plus a whole lot. It'd be a 40 total.
Okay. So it's that's normally half. So half would be 16 this time, but we're going to go half again and do 8. It'll be 8 damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I don't think goes through your DR anyway.
Yep, it just pings off me.
Okay.
Nice.
So an undead corpse comes flailing through the buzzsaws and towards this creature that's hanging on the ceiling.
Yeah, so I put him right there, and then Vlados gets a immediate attack.
And then we'll fall 30 feet.
Yes. he's fine.
Fucking puppet.
Between him and Amun, yes, you very much are a puppet.
I thought he would be the best one to hopefully make that fall and knock this thing out of the...
Give me your attack.
Do I see it?
Oh, yeah. Give me your perception.
I don't see it.
What'd you get?
I got a 4 plus 17,
21. Oh, I mean, I forget to do the will save down.
Okay. I underestimated, you know, how...
Yeah, I've got it in my head where if the perception's high enough, it'll bypass the illusion.
Okay.
And is this an enchantment?
It's an illusion.
Okay, so dirty 20.
Okay, so you see it. You see a chandelier. It seems like there's a bunch of like gunk or built up like dirt and mold hanging from the root of it, but you don't see a creature to attack.
Well, since Nim drugged me through the saw blades and threw me 30 feet into the air, I assume swing. That there's something about swing. The chandelier that...
the chandelier.
I don't even have my weapon out. So I'll grab a hold of the chandelier.
You reach out to grab a hold of the chandelier and your fingers go uselessly through it and you fall back to the ground.
Okay.
Give me a reflex to avoid some of the fall damage.
Acrobatics?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's correct. On a 19, between a 19 and a 1, so that's an 18.
So it's just going to be the 2d6.
That was some weird math.
Doesn't matter.
Matter. Yep.
All right, Sander.
But I am alone, though.
Not Sander.
Sorry, I'm just going to shift 10 feet that way.
You're not prone because you didn't take any damage.
I thought that if you failed your acrobatics, you were prone automatically.
Well, you passed the acrobatics. That's why you took 2d6 instead of 3, right?
Oh, okay. Word.
But because your DR is high enough, you didn't take any damage, you didn't fall prone.
Gotcha.
So now it's the creature's go. Just in time. Does it want to go after the tasty-looking rat, the prone ghoul,
or you just said I wasn't prone?
Oh yeah, the not prone ghoul.
And he's in a disguise.
I think he wants the wizard.
Well, he doesn't know he's a wizard. He just walked into the room and handed away a. I'm gonna roll.
No.
Kevin and Dorian. Roll me a d20 and just tell me what you got.
11.
Also 11.
Roll again.
9.
15.
We're in it is. I rolled a 14, and whoever got closest to 14 is who he's going to go after. It descends from the ceiling and hovers above you there, Dorian, and then it's going to reach out and
touch me.
Try to bite you. I don't think a 16 hits you, though.
It does not.
Okay.
Can I see it now that it's moved?
You can.
It didn't provoke an attack of opportunity, I take it?
No, it didn't come all the way to the ground.
Okay.
It's
Dorian and Ed are in the same 5 foot space. It's just it is 5 feet above Dorian now.
Gotcha.
And then it is going to cast defensively.
Yeah, but
that will be enough.
I was talking about us.
And he goes invisible.
Whole lot of fuckery going on with this one.
Dorian.
Didn't Sonder get passed up?
Sorry, Sonder. Your initiative is so low. I didn't see that tiny number on my page.
Getting through these blades now, like how slow do I go if I'm crawling?
5 feet.
That's all. That's as far as you can go?
That's as far as you can move when you crawl, yeah.
Acrobatics it.
Yeah, definitely, because that's dumb.
But acrobatics. If you double move with haste, do you get to move 30 feet?
No.
So... 10
feet?
That's 11 plus. Let me see. I got something. What is that asterisk about? Gotta move it. What is the... what is that about? The hell is that asterisk for? Anyway, it doesn't tell me what the asterisk is about, but, so... 23? Acrobatics?
Give me a reflex save.
Saunders getting
that's as, almost as good as I could do. 26.
That is one over what you needed, and you still have that ring of evasion.
Evasion, baby, so baby.
Difficult terrain for you, and you take no damage because of the ring.
Lovely. I really don't know why.
When you highlight the skill, it should say at the very, very top, situational bonuses and penalties specific to this.
Yeah, it says that. And then it has a colon and then a whole bunch of blank space after it.
Oh, then I have no idea. That's Hero Lab and some magic item being weird.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's saying, because like it's usually like the thing after it is not in bold, right? Because right. On the next line below it is like speed greater or less than 30 feet plus 4 to jump, but I don't think that's what it's the situational bonuses and penalties specific to this is talking about, is it?
Oh, maybe. I got the same thing on this creature. Anyway. Yes.
Anyway. So I made it through there?
Yeah, but it's going to be half speed for you.
Okay, so that is what, half of 60, so 30 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I will go... to 30 feet away into the room.
To where?
Put me here. Actually, no.
Oh, that's where you're going.
No. That's not where we're going.
I have spoken. It is
no. No, I have spoken. Right here.
Something was... shooting at me from that end of the hall, just letting you know.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then I'll go right there by Nim.
All right, Matt.
And then... Calm yourself. Empty. So I'm in the room.
It's not the amount of time you've taken, it's the number of times you've moved in a turn. That's why you got
I only moved that. One time. I moved
well,
once.
Well, technically.
I moved once.
Technically, you moved once.
Okay. Actually, and you know, just before I moved, what I had did was I had pretty sure this thing's on a speed sheath, so that's like a swift action to make my wand appear, and I'm gonna cast on myself. I think I might have to roll use magic device. That's another, that's like 40 to use magic device, so I can definitely do it. And that's gonna be a that thing where I get more of me.
Mirror image.
Mirror image.
Yeah, I have a one.
I believe it's a D4 plus one.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for because I haven't used it in a little minute. Yep.
Like it.
Because it's a wand, it's lowest level, so D4 plus one.
So there are now a total of four of me, three additional me's.
Okay. A lot of Saunders.
I wish I had a rogue look just like yours. That way I could just stand beside you and get benefit of the spell, too.
You gotta get a colorful dress.
Or a hat of disguise so that you can look like
her. Also, yeah, that's true. Colin had one.
That's Dorian. My turn.
I cast a spell defensively, centering it just above my head. It was a 10-foot radius spell. Glitter dust. I'm afraid you two and me are going to have to make will saves to avoid being blinded.
Oh, no.
Will save?
Did you cast a spell magic or...
No,
glitter dust. Okay.
And glitter dust is not an enchantment, right? It's an illusion. Yeah.
No, it's just a. Let's see, what kind of spell is it?
Pocket sand.
It is a conjuration spell.
Gotcha.
No save.
No SR. The save is only against the blindness. The glitter dust part. There is no save.
Yep. If you're there, you got it.
You got
glittered.
22.
That's fine. I don't have a very high. Like, you're looking for a 16.
Yeah, I made it too with the 25.
All right.
And the creature is now glittered, but is not blonde.
All right, that's fine. I just want everybody around me to see him and me.
It's still hovering above Dorian.
So does that mean I didn't have to do any sort of like perception check and all that malarkey?
Yeah, no, because
it left the illusion. It was just straight invisible after that.
Well, it's outlined very clearly, floating about 5 feet above my head. I'll quick draw my weapon, and I guess that's all the actions I can really take. So go ahead.
Another one.
Another one.
Slightly different in appearance. Shows up briefly at the bottom here as it hops from this wall to this wall. Does this allow for SR? Yes. All right, let's double check. Natural 20. Noob, give me a will. Is it a will save or fortitude? I think it's a fortitude. Yes, fortitude.
What was his SR with that?
High enough.
You don't know that.
I do.
That's fine. You said fortitude or will. That's the same thing.
That's a nat 20, noob.
It's a 30. You suck it.
You got a 30 on the fortitude?
Yeah. Okay. 17 plus 13.
So it'll be half of this.
I cast force field. They don't do nothing.
So instead of 16 strength damage, you take 8.
Strength damage?
Yes.
Oh, go fuck yourself. I don't make the save on that.
A successful fortitude save reduces this penalty by half.
That would have killed me.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't use strength for anything. All right.
Except for scary weight.
I rolled a nat 20 to hit you.
Oh, let me do a whole lot of math. Thanks, Toker. You think Matt's turn's going to take a long time? Look what you've done. This is your fault.
Look what you did.
All you have to do is
well, you if you use Hero Lab, right? If you used Hero Lab.
I don't like it. I tried it, and I was like, I don't like this.
And
I was
like, I support Noob and is not liking Hero Lab.
Terrence, you don't make your characters anyway. You just, you've got, I bet on your character sheet, there's just a doodle with a big penis. And it says, I say what I want, plus 15. That's your whole character
sheet. Character sheet is under that.
That's his character illustration.
Yeah, that's different.
Dr. Pox.
I don't know why you got a shame.
Oh, sorry. And then the thing goes invisible again.
Dr. Pox got to see invisibility, right?
First off, I do have see invisibility. Oh, the far one, you say, went invisible.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Amon and draw and feed him a potion of lesser restoration.
That takes 10 minutes.
No, I have the potion already. It's not casting it. It's a potion. So it's the spell in potion form.
Will that get back 6?
You'll get back
D4.
Hold on. Where's this? Restoration lesser you get. D4.
My favorite spell, restoration.
Hey, I've got a potion of it already brewed on my bandolier, so
fucking murdering
it's immune to fire, which are my bombs. You get 4 back. Look at that.
Thanks for lying for my favor, Kevin.
Now you can at least walk around with your armor on still.
Well, it really depends.
How much did you get back?
4 strength.
Okay. Moving right on along. That was 22, 18. Ledros.
Okay, this thing is in front of me. It is glitter dusted.
It is.
And
whack it.
I will fly into a rage and quack it.
Okay.
First attack does a 32 hit.
Yep.
Second attack, third attack, natural 15. Does a 21 hit it?
No.
Okay, so I've got a single hit and a threat and a crit.
Okay, roll to confirm. Or was it a 20?
No, it was a 15. Okay. So that is a dirty 30 to confirm.
That's a confirmed crit.
Awesome. All right, so first attack. This is with my power attack, furious focus, yada yada. So first attack is that. Okay. It's 10. Plus,
your weapons are magical and cold iron?
They're magical. They're not cold iron.
Okay.
So you need these separate?
Keep the damages separate, please.
Okay. So my non-crit is 27.
That's with the 10 off, or?
I didn't know what the
actual I didn't tell you. So it's 27?
Yep, 27. And then the second one is 62 for the crit.
Heck yeah.
And then I want to bite it. Can I try to bite it as well? Or is it out of my reach?
Sexy. If you can hit it with your sword, it's within your reach.
I was really bad at math there for a minute. It is within your reach, yeah.
Okay, so my bite is a 23.
That will not hit.
Okay.
Let me just double check. There it is.
That was 18. You're done. First of the 17s, I'm on.
Cool. I can see that one floating over there now.
The one above Dorian, yes.
Cool. I'm going to first move action. I'm going to use my thing to give my armor a +2. A little bit harder to hit. And then standard action, searing light on that thing they're all attacking over there, which is okay. Ranged attack. That's a 7 plus basic attack on 7. Shit, I'm all fucking up over here.
Yep.
CMB 7. That's a 19 to hit. God, I fucked that way up.
19 will hit.
19 will hit, cool. And then you take Searing Light. For cast number 10d6.
What kind of damage is that?
It doesn't specify. It says focusing. It doesn't say it's not fire.
Okay, just make sure.
Yeah. It's like a ray of the sun. Oh, that is d20.
It seems like fire damage.
It doesn't say fire, though. 10d6 is 42? Doesn't seem right.
Can be. 10d6, that's above average.
That's 3 sixes, 2 fives, 3 threes, a 4, and a 1. Yeah, 42. Fuck.
Nice.
That's a good roll.
No, wait, that's for undead creatures. Per cast, an undead creature. Nope. Was 5. I'm all 5. Oh, God.
Help. Oh, what are you casting?
I can't roleplay or
Searing Light.
Okay, so you're 5d8.
Yeah, God, I fucked that all up. Sorry, y'all. That was like, man, what are way you longer.
Doing?
5d8.
27. That's 27 damage.
Okay.
That's still good, but not as good as I thought.
Not as impressive.
I still take it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, especially because I'm missing strength, so. Yay.
Man, strength didn't have a whole lot to do with that math fiasco just now, but okay.
Listen, just the strength of your mind.
Not good.
Nim.
Okay, how tall is the ceiling where we are?
30 feet.
Okay, good. So I'm going to move to the corner here. And then I'm going to cast Web, which has a 20-foot radius, kind of in the center here. And then just, you know, basically Spider-Man the shit out of this hallway until it's just covered in web.
Okay.
Because I don't know where that creature is, and I don't have seen invisibility today, so.
No, that does get you, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to do 20-foot radius, you want it to stop?
No. 20-foot, I mean, I can do it. It can be up to that. Okay. I just have to attach it to two different places. So I'm basically attaching it to the left wall, to the right wall, to the ceiling, and then to the floor right there. Does that make sense? So I'm kind of making a flat wall of web, blocking off that.
So I don't need to make a reflex save.
Gotcha. Not unless you are right there. No.
That's where you're putting the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. And then shift me back there.
All right. Let's change. He was the one that went. Okay, so now it's the guy above Dorian. It's his go.
Hold on. Why didn't we communicate that? I have seen invisibility. I could tell you where he was with the mind ring. We both have them.
I don't know. We should have.
Say?
Also, to pinpoint through words exactly where something is.
He's on the third square south of you.
Yeah.
He's 15 feet away from you.
Okay.
In which direction?
Towards this bottom saw.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, trapping him would have been good too, but I mean, you can't move through that without having to destroy it in some way, and it provides cover for him when he's shooting stuff out of it.
You moved down here next to Amon to give him that potion, right?
Yes.
Okay. This creature is going to 5-foot flap.
That's not a thing. You're making that up.
It's an inside joke. Mm-hmm. He's 5 foot moving to the east there to put a little distance between him and Vladdris because of those horrible hits. And he's going to take a full attack on Dorian. First claw.
Miss.
30.
30 will hit me.
All right. Second claw. That will also hit you. Right attack.
27 is my hit point. HP right now.
Lucky for you, not so lucky for him. The bite misses, so he doesn't get his blood ability. So the first attack only does 7 damage, and the second claw will do 6 damage.
Okay.
But let's see 13. If he can grapple with either one of those.
Go and grapple you.
Grapple, grapple, grapple.
Yeah, you're grappled. That's
good.
33 to beat your CMD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grapple's bad. Grapple's bad, y'all.
Grapple bad.
This happens at the end of the turn. If it grapples you, you take 1d2 con damage.
Ooh. Whoa!
That's not him biting him or drinking him?
Nope. That's you take 2 con damage.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Yeah, the bite does something completely different.
Y'all, this just got real.
I'm Toker and I hate long turns, so I'm gonna make y'all do a bunch of math. Thanks. It's all your fault.
Sonder, it is your go.
So the bird thingy is in the sky.
The one that you can see is just 5 feet above Dorian. It's got both of its talons down into his shoulders, and you can see like energy coursing through those talons and weakening your companion mm-hmm. Dorian. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that I can put a fireball high enough that it hits the bird and nobody else?
The ceiling is 30 feet up. The radius of the fireball is 20.
20.
But Dr. Pock said that they were immune to fire.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
Okay. So yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm going to do that, but this is going to be a divine fireball. So I will require reflex save?
You can do that how many times per day?
3.
That's right.
Reflex save, please.
24.
Does that account for his grappling?
Let's put his grapple in.
All right, let's count them up.
So 22.
Full damage sounds to me like.
Nope, that's half.
Oh,
unfortunately. Well, what are you going to do?
Do half damage.
Half damage, yeah.
Oh, he's got evasion. I just noticed.
You're kidding.
I am kidding.
Okay, well then don't do that because I'm counting.
Asshole DM.
Deadpan. I am kidding.
So that is 20, and that is 10. That's 30. 42, so 21. Divine 41. Flames come down. Yes. And, I believe I will stay where I'm at, and that'll be it.
Severely beaten and wounded, this one
Rabisu, you can see is teetering on the edge of destruction, maybe, but it's as it starts to pull the fluids and stuff from Dorian as it grappled him. The other one still maybe on the other side of that web wall, missing. We'll continue this combat next episode.
Wow. Alright.
I'm so excited to watch my companions die.
That didn't...
You only say that because you want us to join you.
I mean, maybe I should bite everybody. One hit point,
he's going to bite us.
Yeah, I should go ahead and bite everybody?
Uh-uh. Yeah, no, just bite, go ahead.
Bite us when we have less than 5 hit points left.
That's how I heal. I'm just going
to go. Hey, I'll start with 5 hit points. What the heck?
You're acting like it.
I'm very thankful for our DM for moving me to the back of the line and that little procession going into that, or I would have been
yeah.
Probably.
Well, I double checked where you all wanted to be. I felt like that was fair.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. I mean, typically that would be, you know, the other position that's would have been very bold for them.
Yeah. But those blades are still there. You can go running back through them again if you feel the need.
Like a really, yeah, really unpleasant sprinkler.
Yeah. Oh. You know, it's impervious to blankets.
Apparently. I wonder if my bedroll would do better. It's thicker.
I'll give you a 17% chance.
Not even a 20?
No. It's a bedroll.
It's only
at least a 20.
Stick canvas, man. It's double stitched.
Yeah, it's waterproof.
Yeah, at first, I was like, holy shit, he's got a silver blanket? I'll let that ride. And you went, no, it's a blanket. I paid 3 silver for it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's...
5. He said 5.
5 silver.
But whatever.
That's a nice blanket.
Yeah, it's a nice blanket.
No, yeah. It was a nice blanket. Yeah, it is fucking gone now.
It was the...
over 4,000.
It's more of a comforter than a blanket.
My grandmother stitched that for me.
It's a quilt that his village, the elders, all knitted it for him.
Yeah, and then I had to buy it from him.
Yes.
It's a weighted blanket. How about that?
Ooh. what would a weighted blanket get me?
Join us next week and we'll discuss
blanket map.
And Pathfinder, the RPG game.
Michael Jackson.
Night, everybody.